Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. Your movie is coming up next week, so get us your suggestions. We actually need them. At TSB Pod, at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, or you can just text us like everybody else seems to do. Our movie this week is my movie. It's a movie I had not seen before. So, you know, go into that knowing that it's not a movie I have, you know, seen and loved and, you know, whatever. I was just sort of bringing to the table. But I do know the director quite well. This movie is First Love. It is from 2019. It is on Amazon Prime. It has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is crazy. Absolutely insane. It is a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb, a 77% on Metacritic. It stars a bunch of people. I can name their names. You're not going to know who they are. It's a Japanese language movie. Actually, sort of one of the cool things about it is they sort of go back and forth between Japanese and Chinese a bunch without us noticing because we don't know either language, but that absolutely does happen. It is written by Masa Nakamura, who also wrote Sukiyaki Western Django. If you've ever seen that movie, if you're a fan of these kinds of movies, you've probably at least heard of that movie, and it's really fucking weird. But that should give you an idea.
So weird. Tarantino put his name on it. That's how
he did. He like produced it to like distribute it in America. Right. Exactly. This movie is directed by Takashi Miike, and he is a very specific kind of director. He has made Ichi the Killer. He has made Audition, made Hostel, Blade of the Immortal, Crow Zero, which I know Ski and I are both big fans of, Shinjuku Triad Society, Harakiri, which came out a few years ago. His biggest, like, sort of American...
13 Assassins was Americanized, wasn't
American
it?
Crossover right. Movie thing was 13 Assassins. If you want to watch any one movie of his ever, probably watch 13 Assassins. It's really good. It's super duper long, but it's really good.
It's for him. It's a normal movie.
Yeah, no, it has weird shit in it. Right. That's what he's known for, but it is, much more normal narrative and shit that happens in it. I mean, he is known for getting really pretty Japanese people and deforming them and putting them in really horrible situations and just having characters get chopped up and lose limbs and just he's fucked up. His movies are fucked up. There's really no other way to put it. He's also super prolific. He's directed 111 things. Like, that's insane. He directs, like, you know, 12 things a year or something like that. It's nuts. And they're all weird. And then randomly he'll do like teeny bop TV shows that he directs. It's the weirdest thing ever. But so yes, this is one of his newer things, his newer, you know, sort of wide release thing. And it's on Amazon, and I saw it and was like, I haven't seen it. I like him generally for the most part. So I figured I'd give it a shot after watching the trailer.
So you're going to make King watch this movie.
I'm going to make King watch a Miike movie. And it's, by the way, this is, we'll get your thoughts in a second, but like, this is pretty tame as far as Miike movies go, like very tame. Initial thoughts, King.
That shit sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good.
And it wasn't right.
Within
and
like 90 seconds, a bad head rolling on the floor. I was like, okay, I know where this is going. I don't even know who this guy is. I know where this is going.
I thought that was going to be a good indicator for like the move that the movie was going to like go my way. And it wasn't because they did that. And then they didn't do anything like it for a long time. Like there was like not much happened for a really long time in this movie. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
I don't know, Ski, you're a Miike guy.
I've seen a lot of his movies.
Yeah.
And this one, it wasn't weird enough from like his usual style. And it wasn't like gory and fighting as much as it usually is. It was very not good. He didn't go one way or another. He kind of just made half action slicing, half weird chick seeing her father and druggy chick, and it was not good.
Not weird enough.
Yeah, that was what, there's
that was
a level.
My thoughts too is because it had all the elements of weird. Like her, like the main chick, you know, like seeing stuff, being a meth head, and seeing her dad in a robe and tighty whities as like her hallucination, and then seeing him dancing or whatever. Like that's a good starting point. I like where you're going with that. And then it just, that was it. It was that same beat the entire movie.
Yeah, he's usually extremely like that the whole movie. Or it's just over the top violence, fighting kind of shit. And this was kind of tame on both ends, and
the action
not a good enough plot to.
Yes.
I mean, there was a literal gang war over like three baggies of meth that, you know, a bunch of, you know, coked out bikers are making more meth in a trailer right now in Arizona than they were going to war over.
Yeah, and they talked about the shipment as if it was like a really small thing. Like when the triad guys were sitting around talking about it, they're like, it sounded like it was one shipment of many that were coming in. And because otherwise they wouldn't trust the guy they, you know, had handling it with their super duper important three bags of meth, you know?
Must have been some good meth, because that one dude was having a good time on it when he was like shoving it in his wounds.
Well, yeah, and again, there is weird stuff in this movie, like him getting aroused, shoving the meth in his gunshot wound, and then, you know, getting his arm chopped off and not noticing it, and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's Miike. Like, that's his stuff. But it was just, like, super duper rare, and it almost seemed normal.
I like, just love how you guys are both doing, like, oh, that's so Miike.
Like, we're nerds about him, dude.
Like, people would be like, oh, that's so Tarantino, or that's so Spielberg.
I think they're...
rubbing amphetamines into your penis wound. That's so Miike. Oh,
I think they're similar to each other. That's why I think Tarantino, like, got aboard.
It's very normal for him. Dude, don't watch Audition, by the way. Just don't do it. Don't do it. There's the chick in there, like, yeah, no. I don't even want, no.
I'm trying to remember if he did Dead or Alive. I can't remember if he did Dead or Alive, but like Dead or Alive, would
like the movie based on the video game?
That was Bon Jovi.
He's not wanted Dead or Alive. But King, you would appreciate the scene. It's the one scene from the movie that stands out. This, like, Japanese businessman, like, kind of is in a warehouse, and out of nowhere, you just see this, like, maybe like 50 foot long, like, planks, and it's just one continuous line of cocaine. And this guy takes it and is literally like sprinting, doing this like 50 foot line of coke. And it's fucking the only thing I remember from the movie, but it was
like sprinting with his head to the side, just going like,
yeah, like sprinting on the side, just inhaling this.
I don't got the cholesterol for the sprinting 50-yard score anymore.
I got to get me some statins before I can...
Yeah, Jesus.
That's awesome. I don't know, man. I hate feeling underwhelmed by this movie, but I definitely am.
So underwhelmed, but it was just not good.
So like the action was good at the end, but it was way too late, and it was, you know, fairly normal. Like, again, so like King's not going to really get it, and like,
right, I don't have the connection points to
No, and like people who are listening who haven't seen his movies aren't really going to get it. We're like a guy getting his head chopped off with a sword, like a guy dual wielding a sword and a gun, and like chopping dudes' heads off, and you know, the guy getting his arm chopped off, that's super run of the mill for this dude. Like it's vanilla, you could say, for this dude. And so like
I do respect that Japanese Yakuza still just roll around with samurai swords.
Yeah. If you're a boss, you gotta have a sword, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
It's like a cool, it's got like a, like in like a cane, it's got like a cool like bamboo fucking handle to it. And
I did love when he took it out the first time and he just dropped the sheath behind him and just let it bounce on the ground. Pretty sure that's not protocol, but whatever. I don't know what sword protocol is. Have you seen Tokyo Vice, HBO show? It's very good. But like the guy, the Yakuza guy in that has a sword as well.
Well, that seems pretty standard operating procedure here.
You know, what they didn't have was the scene of the guy, the Yakuza guy in his underwear, just showing off tattoos. That's the scene this was missing, too. You have to have it if you have Yakuza, right?
I mean, usually.
I don't know.
But I'm trying to think of the other, I'm trying to think of like good points for this movie. And
the
all I'm thinking
the boxing
is,
looked good. We've talked about that before. Like sports and boxing looking really shitty in movies. The boxing looked pretty legit. That's a thing, I guess.
That's sure. I was going to say the only character I actually liked in this movie was not the main chick, Monica, but the other chick that was like crazy, just wanting to murder him.
The one with the crowbar?
Yeah, she's just rolling. And there, I mean, there's something about, especially in these movies, the way they have like Japanese people like yell. It's like talking, but there's also like the yelling.
Yeah.
It's, I think they're saying like normalish things, but just how it's like yelled out all the time. I always like it. I think it's funny, but
that character, I agree. That character was one of the few that was actually like memorable in this movie. Cause she, not only was she walking around, like, I mean, she's covered in blood, but she's walking around with
the
crowbar.
She's not wearing pants and
no shoes. That's what I was going to say. She's walking around with the crowbar, like dragging it behind her, saying she's going to kill this dude, yelling it. And then she's not wearing pants. So she's in her underwear that has like an animal like face on the butt of it. Remember? It was like a bunny rabbit face for the butt of her underwear.
She took a full tilt like dive out a window, and then she's just like...
Like a mink coat, I think she was wearing too.
Eric Clapton would be proud.
She survived this one though, so
That's right. That is a catch.
Yeah, it is the catch.
No longer proud.
The quality reference, my friend. Yeah, she had a hard time dying.
I was trying to think this if the boxer guy is not in this movie, I think the movie is just the same.
Like the character?
I mean, he's dragging the girl around the whole time. But he could have done something weird, like it was a hallucination for her the whole time.
That's a better movie.
All right.
Like if it just surrounds her and, you know, trying to figure out what's real and what's not real between what she's hallucinating and what is actually happening and trying to figure that out as the movie goes on. And then you end up with, like, you know, you see some guy get killed in this horrific way, or you see like something else happen entirely, like, you know, somebody wins a lottery thing or something like that. And then so like you go into a casino, somebody wins, she's throwing chips in the air or something like that. And then it cuts to reality and there's a whole bunch of dead people. It's like, how did all these people die? Why does this keep happening? That's the movie I want to fucking see. That's a Mikkei movie, motherfucker.
It's also an American school movie.
Body parts. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mental health and doing drugs.
Wow. My bad. Wow. We'll isolate that and delete that.
Yeah. Delete that. But the.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No.
But also.
It's like I didn't care that this guy thought he had a brain tumor. And I mean, kind of central to the end, but
well, I guess that's a real thing, right? Though, like a medical facility fucking up an MRI and telling them he had a brain tumor.
It turns out he's just a giant bitch and got knocked out by this scrub, and that's all it came down to in the end. It's like, oh, I guess it was just a lucky punch.
Oh, I guess I just suck at boxing.
Yeah, I guess I just suck. Yeah. Man. Yeah.
It's called First Love, and like they didn't really seem to actually love each other, if that makes sense. I mean, I know they sort of ended up together in the end. By the way, that last sequence was so fucking weird. Like, so like you think
with him training and fighting.
Yeah, no, you think it all resolves. Like it's a nice bow in the end where they get away. The mob guy ends up dying, driving on the bridge with all the cops chasing him after he lets him go. They get away. Everything's fine. You know, they're going to live happily ever after. And then you have the final sequence of him boxing and almost losing, but coming back and winning. And then her just like doing heroin all of a sudden.
No, it was her getting her mental health better, Alex.
Well, she had like the holes in her arm. They showed the big, big red circles on her arm.
She was just cupping. It was, you know,
she was cupping. Oh,
getting
okay.
her circulation. But also, this is a quick aside. Very quick.
Ancient Chinese secret.
How the hell does Prime have three movies called First Love?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't buying this shit. Like, what the hell?
Hey, what are you making me watch, dude?
I was very surprised.
Prime's tough too because Prime has everything. So even if they don't have it as something you can watch on their service,
right, you can buy or rent
stuff.
It,
you can buy or rent, yeah, like any movie from any time ever.
Fucking
well, was that one of the first movies I suggested you like watch the different one?
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I was like, it showed up first on Prime. Yeah, that is.
Right.
But it was free. Yep. This one, I was like, wait a minute.
What?
$5.99. This is not
the hell I'm watching.
And I went
this.
Read the text. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's clearly not this romantic rom com with two white people.
Must be nice. Braga, eccentric billionaire spending
$6
on a movie.
Jeez. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Can we talk about the out of nowhere just like animation sequence they went into?
I can tell you.
It had to be a budget thing. It's like we don't have the budget to have a car fly over these cop cars.
Can tell you exactly why that happened. Yeah. It's weird because it's sort of an action movie, right? But they couldn't afford to have a car drive off a parking garage, you know, second floor and jump over some police cars and some policemen and land. They couldn't afford it.
But they spent some money on the car chase scene. So,
dude, I don't get it either. And you know, bridge they were going over, they had to pay money to close off that bridge. But that's like a one lane bridge. Like, they had to close that shit off for that chase scene. That costs money. Fake limbs apparently don't cost as much money as they.
No, definitely not.
Dude. Yeah. What's your favorite Mieke movie, Ski?
Probably Crow Zero.
I think, yeah. Have you seen the second one?
It's fun. Yeah, I've seen it.
Is the second one any good?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's explain the movie.
Mieke Jordan's Playground. That's my favorite.
Let's explain the movie for
Come
King.
Come fly
so
with me with Mieke
Jordan.
So he gets
Jordan. Super hyped about it.
I thought I already did explain this once already.
We'll do it again. Do it again.
It's a high school movie.
Look at his face. Look at how excited he is to explain this.
And it's nothing but high schoolers smoking all sorts of cigarettes, so many cigarettes, and fighting, like giant gang war style fighting with just fists.
That's all it is. So in school, like out of school.
Classic Mieke.
Yeah. Actually, not. It's not weird. It's not like actually crazy. Not. It's
deviating Mieke, like I said all the time.
It is. You always say it.
Mieke, he always zigs when he's going to zag.
Oh, that.
But
old.
It is also like, it's like 2.5 hours, too. It's
catchphrase, yeah. It's great. It's great. 13 Assassins is it. It has to be, right? Like, in terms of his movies, it's the best. It's so good. So, by the way, like, listener, don't watch this movie.
No,
like
do not watch
Love,
it.
Don't watch. let us do the job for you.
Here's the thing. If you want to watch high schoolers beat the shit out of each other, watch Crow Zero. If you want to watch like a period piece with samurais, that's actually pretty good.
Really good, yeah.
Watch 13 Assassins.
Last Samurai.
If you want to watch like his like one of his like real kind of fucked up weird ones, watch Ichi the Killer.
Ichi the Killer.
That's yeah. just those three movies, and you'll get his whole, you know, filmography of those three.
Ichi and Scratchy.
Yeah, yes, Ichi and Scratchy.
If only.
Watch some old Simpsons movie. Reruns and you'll get me, okay?
2001 yeah. AL MVP, Ichi. Yeah.
I mean Ichi and Scratchy were pretty fucking violent, weren't they? So I mean
I don't think they had like razor blades on their feet and slicing people's heads off.
Have actually. Like thinking back, they were pretty bad, dude. Blade of the Immortal was pretty good too, wasn't it? It came out like right after 13.
Love Wesley Snipes.
Let's say Mike movie titles and see and see if King can tie them to something else. Let's see. I got a list here. Harakiri.
Ah, the Hieroglyphics. Good hip hop group.
Good hip hop group. Hostel.
I've seen that one.
That should be easy.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah. I think it's a different Hostel.
Oh, it's not the one in the porns.
The Eli Roth one. Yeah, not that one.
He did a movie called Ninja Kids. I haven't seen it.
Ninja Kids?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not crazy. The amount of movies. He has a movie called Ace Attorney. Sure, why not?
Ace Zebra Attorney Man. Or yeah. Ace Attorney?
Ace Attorney. Oh,
so God. His name is Ace?
Yeah. How about Zebra Man 2, Attack on Zebra City? You know that one, King?
Yeah, I've chewed that gum. Of course I know.
Who hasn't?
It's about Tim Donaghy. Zebra Man. Tim Donaghy.
I can't go. They're all just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's 111 of them, so let's not.
Yeah.
As the gods will. Anyway.
Do you have any
Drake songs, by the way?
Ooh.
There you go. You got references for everything.
King, do you have any positives from this movie?
The ending.
Cool, at least.
The first five minutes in the ending.
Do you think any of it was good?
The first 5 minutes were, I was like, ah, okay. And then I was like, oh yeah, nah, I'm out.
It was that chopped off. Yeah. All right. I did like the final action sequence where the
like in that warehouse and they're yeah, like aisles the, that they
yeah, it was like a Jerry's. They're fighting in aisle like... five of a Jerry's for some reason. I did like that. Where like I don't understand necessarily why they were fighting. Again, it was, you know, three bags of meth and they're having a full on like triad versus. So like, it was like Yakuza versus Yakuza. Also, the Chinese were going after them, too. I don't really understand why that was happening.
And throwing a dirty cop in the mix. And
yeah, the dirty cop.
The boxer. Yeah. The fucking co-op.
Fucking co-ops. I don't think Japan has that many guns, do they? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I think they're very
well. That's what
famously
that's why they don't have samurai swords.
Yeah, but like the scene where the cops show up to the
the police officers with guns.
Yeah, the police officers show up at the Jerry's, and then they just every single one of them has a handgun and unloads on the dirty cop, the dirty co-op.
Now I'm just picturing the Yakuza doing Jerry's radio ads because if you know what a Jerry's radio or TV ad is, it's just. It's a funny medium.
Thank
to,
you for Karen, Sharon. anybody got any Yakuza ads for Jerry's?
I was trying to think of one.
I'm steering clear of that one.
I would have been borderline racist.
That's why I asked you guys.
That's why we're leaving it to the professionals.
Yeah.
Yes.
The professional racists.
This does make me want to see a movie with the Yakuza and, like, since we just watched The Departed, like, the Irish mob. And just listening to, like, just at, like, let's say Wahlberg, he's in the Irish mob. The amount of racist stuff, like, what the fuck's this guy talking about? You know, just, pulling out like a sword and shit. I think it'd actually be hilarious.
So Wahlberg actively talking shit in his Boston accent, and then Yakuza guy pulling out a sword and just cutting his head off. I would like that. That'd be funny. I think that would be funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'd be funny. It'd be hilarious. They're doing their loud yelling. He's doing his racist Irish Boston shit.
A dramedy. It'd be a dramedy where Wahlberg gets his head cut off by a Yakuza for saying co-op too much.
Or you just put Wahlberg in Japan, like a Mr. Baseball 2.
God. If you know Wahlberg's past, we don't want to do that.
It fits. It fits the movie.
It does fit what we're going for, but for his sake. Yes. He doesn't, yeah.
It's the best movie ever set in Japan, by the way. Mr. Baseball.
Bad News Bears go to Japan.
Mr. Baseball.
Karate Kid 2.
Still Mr. Baseball.
Godzilla.
Mr. Baseball.
I mean, Mr. Base Buru, as they all say, which is, I love.
Fred Lightly.
Jets temperature.
That's what they say.
Just fine, King. Jets temperature just fine. I guess
they call me the hammer. Don't ask me why. When it's fully knowing it's a black guy in Japan talking about the size of his dick.
That's exactly what he's talking about. Yep. Yep.
All right, we should have just watched Mr. Baseball instead. It would have been a much better time.
Believe me, if I knew where it was streaming, we would have watched
MLB
that a long time
TV
ago.
Like once a week.
Bleacher features on MLB Network.
Because there's only about five baseball movies that are worth a watch, so they just run them on repeat.
Hey, is he talking about cable right now? Like,
hey, I still got cable.
Comcast Xfinity? Is that what you guys are talking about?
Hell yeah. We're still in the majority here, bud.
Yeah. Wow, must be nice living in South Eugene there, Ski.
I'm just saying, with your cable wars is all college football is about now, so get on board, bud. You ain't got cable, you ain't watching college football.
Well, I mean,
how do you even digital footprint, bro?
Well, I mean, you can watch college football, you just can't watch the Pac-12, which, you know, it's, I've heard of worse things. Talking about a lot of sports on this one because the movie wasn't that great.
Sports.
Trying to come up with other things to talk about for this one.
I'm trying to come up with just something.
The Yakuza have beat the Spurs in 6.
Do it in January, yes. Yakuza.
And then do it again. In October.
Yeah, do it in January, then do it in October.
Okay, all right. So, was there anything you liked in this? King said the beginning and ending. Yeah, like an actual scene or something. Or
yes, I did like the I think the best character, like as an actual character in the movie, was that chick you mentioned with the crowbar. Like she was the only one who was actually acting, it seemed like, too, because she, you know, was responding to her boyfriend dying and, you know, just sort of hitting fuck it. And then, you know, just, you know, she went to the Yakuza and was like, hey, I know who killed my boyfriend. You guys should want to kill him, but I'm going to go kill him. You guys drive me. I'm going to go kill him. And they do. And I thought that was cool. Like, I thought her character was cool. The guy who played the, like the young Yakuza dude who was trying to steal the drugs and like hatch the whole plan, I thought he was good in parts because he played the like idiot, not really knowing what he's doing, criminal trying to steal from guys he should not be stealing from. I thought he played that pretty well. And then when he was actually, you know, he knew he was fucked and he knew he was about to die, I thought he played high on meth guy who had just been shot and had his arm chopped off pretty well too. I enjoyed that. I thought the parts with him and the cop, I man, they that was a miss. Because again, like that could have been so much better. Like I've seen that done better in movies where you have like a cop trying to hatch a scheme with a drug dealer or a criminal or something like that. And man, there was so much there that could have been better that they sort of missed on. That was sort of, again, that's sort of the theme with this movie, is like it was really close. Like there's all the elements of something
that
could
have
been, well, there's all these elements of something that could have been good, and it wasn't. It feels like they held back on a lot of it. I don't know why, because this is a guy who does not hold back, and that's this whole thing. So I don't know. And you know what? I didn't really like the Sukiyaki Western Django movie either. I didn't really like that movie. You know, I watched it because it had Tarantino's name on it, and I was like, this isn't that good either. So maybe it's the writer. Maybe the writer, writer just sucks. And Miike does like 12 movies a year, and this is just one of the movies he did in 2019.
I watched Sukiyaki Western Django because it has the main guy from Crow Zero, and he's in 13 Assassins. So I was like,
right.
You know, I mean, they made all this, you know, the spaghetti westerns in America, they were all made off of old like samurai movies, so it has crossover. It was just not great either. But
by the way, not enough of the head boss Yakuza guy. That guy looked cool as shit, and all they did was have him come in and sit down and basically get told what everybody else was going to do. I was like, man, why are we not focusing on this dude? And why don't you bring him back at the end of the movie to raise some hell? Or fucking regulate on all of his underlings, you know? Because his underlings are going off doing all this shit on their own and not even talking to him about it. Where's he to come in at the end and be like, no, this is I run this. He should have been the one to like drive off and let them go in the end, you know? Except he doesn't get caught and die because he's the boss. That doesn't happen. I don't know. We could write this movie better.
We did already.
I think we just spent like half an hour doing that. All right, should we grade it?
Sure.
You have anything else to say about it before we do that?
I mean, it took a lot of effort to fill this time already, so I think we're good.
We did it. We did it, guys. Zoom high fives.
We did it, Joe.
We did it.
Anything is possible.
All right, let's grade it. How many is
your
it
movie?
I think it's out of four, right?
Is it?
Oh, it's out of five. You're right. Damn it.
Oh, five. Oh, five. That's right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I forgot this week.
Yeah, it's so confusing.
All right, I'll go first. It's my movie. I'm going to give this a 2. Leftover meth bags out of 5, because most of one meth bag got rubbed on that dude's junk, and she's wildly scooping meth off his dick.
They missed a better scene there. She should have just dropped her face right in his lap and started trying to Hoover it off of there.
Hoover the schneef.
Yeah, I think that was a scene in The Departed too.
Yeah.
Jack throws a bunch of Jack cocaine like on a pussy and asks the girl to eat it off her. Yeah. Vagina, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
Isolate
thank
that.
You.
And get
thank,
it
you.
Pussy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Just dub over it. Vagina.
Yes.
Vagina. All right, Ski.
You just dropping basketball fucking lines in there now?
Yes, I am.
All right. 1.5? A generous 1.5.
Yep. Sounds
and
right.
Nothing cool to even put a metric to with it. So
I'm going to give it a 1. And part of that is user error because I didn't have subtitles on for the first like 37 minutes.
You didn't miss it. It might actually be better without subtitles, I think.
All of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. This is all Japanese. What?
I don't understand what they're saying.
I know. Like, I knew I didn't understand it the whole time, but there was some like melodic like tone to it, or I was like, okay. And I was like, what? I don't know someone.
That's fair though. Like the first big portion of the movie is boxing anyways.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they're just not meant to know what they're saying. You know, maybe that's part of the filmmaker's decision. Or it's like, yeah, it's a mystery.
I thought it was kind of an artsy fartsy thing, and I realized now it's not. I just subtitles on. Shit.
Man, I missed that first 35 minutes of dialogue in this. Should I go back? Nah.
No.
No.
I think this is a movie. I think if we gave it like an MXC treatment, it would be better. Just make up whatever you want for dialogue.
Oh, like the Mystery Science Theater.
Or yeah, same as that. Just
yeah. Yep.
Because the like I said, you probably had a better time in those first 30 minutes than we did, King.
Probably.
I did like, as I just am reminded, I did like the undercover Chinese mafia chick.
Oh, the one getting wasted in the
in the bar. Yeah. And I like her story arc, if you can call it that, as well. So that's like three things I liked in this movie. All right. Well, again, don't watch this movie.
Sorry, or watch it without subtitles and make up your own dialogue.
This is a me thing, by the way. E-me. I keep bringing in foreign flicks with subtitles and they're not any good. That's E-me. That's two now. So should I have like a ban?
I don't know. I saw a movie on Amazon while looking for this that is gotta be horrible. I've never seen it, but I might make you guys pay with it in 2 weeks.
Payback's a bitch.
Payback's a motherfucker.
The question. So the nice barometer, King. American Ninja, better or worse than this movie?
Better.
Better. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I'm Dude cutting a cop that. With the W.
I'm cutting
Dude
that.
Dude a cop with the W.
We can't put that Dubikoff. In the universe. No.
Dubikoff's all day.
That's not going to work.